Simon & Schuster Audio presents Why Fish Don't Exist, a story of loss, love, and the hidden order of life, by Lulu Miller. Read by the author.
This is for you, Dad. Prologue. Picture the person you love the most. Picture them sitting on the couch, eating cereal, ranting about something totally charming, like how it bothers them when people sign their emails with a single initial instead of just taking those 4 extra keystrokes to finish the job. Chaos will get them. Chaos will crack them from the outside with a falling branch, a speeding car, a bullet, or unravel them from the inside with the mutiny of their very own cells. Chaos will rot your plants and kill your dog and rust your bike. It will decay your most precious memories, topple your favorite cities, wreck any sanctuary you can ever build. It's not if, it's when. Chaos is the only sure thing in this world, the master that rules us all. My scientist father taught me early that there is no escaping the second law of thermodynamics. Entropy is only growing. It can never be diminished, no matter what we do. A smart human accepts this truth. A smart human does not try to fight it. But one spring day in 1906, a tall American man with a walrus mustache dared to challenge our master. His name was David Starr Jordan, and in many ways it was his day job to fight chaos. He was a taxonomist, the kind of scientist charged with bringing order to the chaos of Earth by uncovering the shape of the Great Tree of Life, that branching map said to reveal how all plants and animals are interconnected. His specialty was fish, and he spent his days sailing the globe in search of new species, new clues that he hoped would reveal more about nature's hidden blueprint. For years he worked, for decades so tirelessly that he and his crew would eventually discover a full fifth of fish known to man in his day. By the thousand, he reeled in new species, dreaming up names for them, punching those names into shiny tin tags, dropping the tags alongside their specimen into jars of ethanol, slowly stacking his discoveries higher and higher. Until one spring morning in 1906, an earthquake struck and toppled his shimmering collection to the ground. Hundreds of jars shattered against the floor. His fish specimens were mutilated by broken glass and fallen shelves. But worst of all were the names. Those carefully placed tin tags had been launched.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?